what drives you to be a photographer?
I became enchanted by photography when I was about 13 years old. A neighborhood friend showed me how to develop a roll of film and to make a print. And I thought that was pretty wonderful stuff, to be able to take that film out of the camera and go into a dark place, usually the family bathroom, close the door and stuff the cracks with the towels and so forth. And it became a passion very quickly. I began using the family camera constantly and the family bathroom constantly, which created some problems at home. But there was six of us living in a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. But I've been in love with photography ever since. And there have been many times over the years when I considered changing careers. After I had done three seasons of Star Trek and two seasons of Mission Impossible, I actually considered a serious change. And I went to school at UCLA to complete my photography studies. And I realized that I better stick with my day job where I could make a living, because I wasn't going to make a living with photography.
Do you hope to provoke a response from the audience, that they have a conversation about your art, or are you more interested in your own creation and your own personal response?
Wonderful question. For a long time, I took great pleasure in hearing people look at my photographs and say, "That's beautiful." And I was satisfied with that up to a point. Then I began to discover that there was something beyond creating pretty and beautiful pictures, that if my work was personal and authentic, that I might be able to provoke discussion of a different kind.
The Full Body Project looks at the concepts of beauty and sexuality with nude pictures of large women. Do you see your photographs playing a role in beginning a dialogue about what beauty is or isn't in our society?
Very much so. Very much so. I was showing some earlier work, specifically some work from an earlier book called Shekhinah, which was about the feminine aspect of God. And those models in that book were of a much more typical classic body type. When I had finished this presentation, this seminar discussion of that work, a lady approached me, a large-bodied woman, and said, "I am a model. I am a different body type than what you've been working with, and I wonder if you'd be interested in working with me." This was a challenge. It was a unique experience for me. A long time ago, a very important art director and curator said to me, "Do what scares you," as a creative springboard. And this scared me. Because I did not know what I was getting into with this body type. She was a very large woman. She came to our studio that we have in our home up in Northern California, and we photographed her there, nude, reclining on a simple black table with a black background. When the photographs were done, I realized that I had captured something that looked like marble sculpture. I shot her in black and white, and it looked like marble sculpture. And whenever I showed photographs of her, a couple or a few, along with other photographs, she got all the attention because she was so unique. She was so individual. And the questions became about her, not about the photographs. Who is she? How did you find her? Why did she want to be photographed? What does it mean to you to photograph a body like that? How did you feel about her? These were very intriguing questions. And I thought, there's something going on here that has to do with our cultural view of beauty and our cultural view of body image. So tapping into that, I located a group of women in San Francisco who were burlesque performers and called themselves the Fat Bottom Review. They became the beginning of the Full Body Project.
You've been in more than 50 movies or television shows. You directed the movie Three Men and a Baby. You write poetry. You're a photographer. Do you ever wish that you would be known for your entire body of work and not just the role of Spock?
I'm really okay about all of this. I'm very, very comfortable with it. I love the Spock character. I think there's no question that it is the most known of all the work that I've done. And I admire the character. I have written glowingly about the character and my relationship with him. I've just completed doing it again for the first time in about 18 years in the new Star Trek film, which will be opening in May, and I'm delighted with the result. It may indeed be the last time that I will put on that makeup and do that character. The character, that work has given me the opportunity to do all the other things that you mentioned. The photography is very much subsidized by the Spock character and the work that I did in Star Trek. So I have absolutely no complaint about it. But I'll tell you an interesting story. Recently, my wife and I were at a theater event in Los Angeles, and we were walking to the parking lot after the event, and I found myself walking and chatting with Tom Hanks, who I know somewhat, and a young man recognized him and came running up and said, Mr. Hanks, can I have my picture taken with you? And Mr. Hanks said, yeah, sure, who's going to take the picture? And then the young man recognized me, and he said, oh, Mr. Nimoy, you're a wonderful photographer. Will you take the picture? So I did. I took a photograph of him and Tom Hanks. That young man now has a photograph of himself with Tom Hanks taken by Leonard Nimoy. Not bad. So there is some recognition for the other work, and I appreciate it. But I recognize the fact that Spock will be the major influence.
You have a pair of Mr. Spock's ears at your house.
I do.
So I gather then Star Trek crosses your mind in some aspect every day, just about.
Every day. There isn't a day goes by, or hardly a day goes by, when someone doesn't make some comment to me about Spock and Star Trek. And very often it's very flattering, and I'm often very touched by it. Very touched by it. I just completed a job in San Francisco where a lady came backstage after the performance and very emotionally told me that I had been instrumental in helping her through a very difficult period in her life when she had cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy and needed some kind of a role model to put her in a proper kind of relationship to her emotions and to see her way through this very difficult time and process. And these are very touching experiences for me, very touching. I feel very honored to be able to have had some kind of positive effect on people.